We're no strangers to temperatures in the 30s and low 40s at this time of year, but after it's been 65 or 70 degrees, well, it'll be quite noticeable. Today's high temperature about 64, showers spreading into the area later, lasting into this evening. Late tonight, there could be a shower of rain or snow. It shouldn't amount to anything, but the low will be 33. And then tomorrow, a windy, cold day. Temperatures mostly in the 30s, a lot of clouds. There can be a flurry or two, maybe a sprinkle. And Sunday, partly sunny, still cold, high 39. Monday and Tuesday, not quite as cold, but probably not getting back to 50, if it even gets there, on Wednesday. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
Does he say a few minutes or a few moments on the introduction?
I think a few moments.
A few moments?
Yeah.
Is this enough moments?
Sure.
634-WRJN is the number to call. We are live and direct in the studio. It is 11 minutes after 1 o'clock on this Friday, November 18th, 2016. 634-WRJN, 634-9756, to ask the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office any question you want. What is the meaning of life, Attorney Jack Cabranes?
The meaning of life is, isn't it 43?
You have to explain that, because I don't understand what you mean.
Oh, it's this Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Oh. I think there was a prime number that was the meaning of life.
43.
I believe that's what it was. But if somebody out there in the listening audience knows better, give me a call.
I'll tell you who knows. My one fan in Racine, Big Al.
You have a fan?
One fan.
Wow.
Big Al. Hear from him all the time, makes amazing requests, and then he dedicates them to mostly political leaders.
Really?
He's hilarious. Big Al, call the radio station. What is the meaning of life? 634-WRJN, 634-9756. You people can call, too, with the meaning of life or any questions you have of a legal nature for Attorney John Cabranes and Attorney Jordan Schrader of the Cabranes Law Office. The big question right now, Jordan, where is Shanaz?
Uh-oh.
Shanaz had a family emergency, so she had to leave.
Here I'm joking, and she has a family emergency.
Yeah.
Like a serious family emergency?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Death in the family.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, when that happens. All right, well, that really just was a major buzzkill here.
It sure was, wasn't it?
As we're laughing, did she go back to New York?
No.
I don't remember where she went.
I think she's heading off to Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yes, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Schrader's here. She is one of the associate attorneys at the Cabranes Law Office. Apparently, it is casual Friday here at the radio station, clad in your Marquette University, should be Warriors, but Golden Eagles sweater.
Yeah, I also have a Criminal Law Society shirt underneath, so Marquette.
And color coordinated, I might add.
Yeah.
Your headband is color coordinated?
Mm.
Blue?
Is it blue? I thought it was black.
It looks navy bluish. Mm-hmm. What am I wearing on top of my head?
A Cubs championship hat?
Yeah, baby, a Cubs championship hat. That's what I'm talking about. Looks pretty good, doesn't it?
No, it's all right.
Haven't come down from that high yet.
I may never come down from that high. I mean, what can we compare it to?
I can compare it to something, but I don't think that's
come on,
necessarily
Jack.
Appropriate.
Bring it.
No.
Well, it still feels glorious if they were to win next year.
It would be glorious, but it will never be like this one. You have to understand something.
I know, but then will this one be amazing?
What it would be like? It would be like, I can't draw a metaphor right now. I've been a Cub fan my entire life. I was a Cub fan. How old is your dad?
I That's a great question. 56, I think.
56. Okay, so he's in my neighborhood. So I was a Cub fan, serious Cub fan, when your dad and I were 8 years old. That's how long it's been. And it goes way back into my family. It's like something that you never thought would happen in your life. And there was almost no way it would happen. And then it happened and you got to see it.
What happened from 0 to 8? You just...
Well, I can remember 8 years old.
Well, she's feeling particularly snarky today.
I like that. I'm still waiting to hear from Big Al on the meaning of life.
43, I'm telling you.
Number 43 is the meaning of life.
Yeah.
All right, well, the number to call, specifically if you have a legal question for these attorneys, they're actually very smart people and experts in their field. 634-WRJN, 634-9756 at the radio station. The number at the Cabranes Law Office to call for a free consultation, the first one is free, is 262-638-0529, repeating 638-0529. And what is happening there, Jack Cabranes?
Operators are standing by.
I believe that with all of my heart, and I am absolutely convicted of that fact. What if somebody has a case and they come to you, and let's say you accept the case, they have their first free consultation, then 3 or 4 years later, you've been in practice for over 2 decades, 3 or 4 years later, they come with another case. Is that consultation free as well?
Sure.
Wow.
As long as you're talking about different issues. Different issues, we treat them as separate cases.
634-WRJN is the number to call. And caller, you are on the air with the attorneys. Good afternoon.
Hi, how's it going?
Just peachy.
It's peachy, and we have no complaints. How are you?
Oh, real good.
Can you do me one small...
Okay, I got a
question. But hey, before you start, can you do me one small favor and turn down your radio?
I've got a radio on.
Okay, we're getting a feedback from somewhere.
I think that might be on our side, Jack.
Oh, sorry about that, then. Go ahead.
Okay, back when I was 18, okay, I had a major accident. Okay. Attorney I had, I was trying to sue a company I used to work for. You still there?
I'm listening.
Okay, I thought you hung up for a second. Okay. He died. Okay. The state or city gave it to another attorney. Okay. But then, as soon as he got it, he shredded it, all my paperwork.
Okay. What's your question?
Now, the question is, would I have had a case back then for both the attorney for shredding my paperwork without my knowledge and the company I had?
Well, I mean, I'm not really getting the details of what's going on here. I mean, there was an accident. Somebody may have died.
Accident at work. It was a workman's comp case.
Okay.
All right. I used to work. Well, the attorney was Manny Brown. I don't know if you heard of him.
Never heard of him.
It was a while ago. All right. Anyhow. He took on my case, and then he died. The city or state gave it over to another lawyer. Okay.
Well, let me ask you this, because that makes no sense to me. You had a workman's comp case. You hired a lawyer. That lawyer then passed.
Yep.
It is not the city or state that would then give you another lawyer. They wouldn't do that. Unless they gave you that lawyer to begin with, then why would they give you a second lawyer? That doesn't make sense.
Because he's done, he died.
I understand that, but if you hired him, the city or state, were you working for the city or the state?
No.
Okay, then why would the city or the state be involved in this at all?
I don't know who. All right. Somebody recommended this other lawyer because I've been looking for who was taking over my case, and
okay.
It took a long time. Once I found out this other attorney got it, he said, "Oh, I'm sorry. We shredded all your paperwork. You could start all over from the beginning."
Well, that may
now,
caller. Can I ask you why are you calling? What is your question?
What I had a case back then.
Well, okay.
Against the attorney.
All right, but
Attorney
Cabranes.
For shredding my stuff.
Attorney Cabranes will get to that. Attorney Cabranes will get to that. But what would you like to do right now? That's the salient question right now. What is your purpose in calling? Do you just want to know if he would have had a case, or if you would have had a case?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
The answer to that is maybe because
maybe.
You know, the problem is.
Wait. That's probably why the feedback.
Okay. Here's the issue. You're not giving me any details as to what happened. And usually, for a legal malpractice case, you have to show that you would have prevailed in that case, but for the negligence or the mistakes made by your attorney. Okay. So it's a condition precedent. You have to be able to show that you had a meritorious claim and that you lost that claim. By fault of the
I
lawyer.
Did have a claim.
Well, but you know what? That's what a judge and jury are for. And so, you know, if there are deadlines that are blown and other things like that, then that's clearly on the lawyer. But you know, so the first thing is you got to determine whether or not there's a claim there. The second is how much that claim is worth, and then you know that's why most lawyers carry malpractice insurance, and you know you go after the lawyer. Now the problem is that most of these malpractice claims you have to bring within 6 years of having this issue arise because there are statute of limitations on all of these things. So if
right.
you're talking about going back 20 years, it's unlikely at this point.
No. I know that. I understand that.
I'm just curious. And I'm going to tell you that on a workman's comp claim, it's my understanding. I don't do workman's comp, but we will have Tom Durkin on again probably in the next few weeks. He does a lot of workman's comp. My understanding has always been is that there really isn't a statute of limitations on workman's comp. So it may be that if you had a meritorious claim and that you're still injured because of that, it may be, and I don't know, I don't do this kind of work, but it may be that you may still have a claim, not against a lawyer, but against a company that you work for. But anyway, give us a call if you want. I can give us a call at the office on Monday, 262-638-0529. I'll be happy to put you in touch with Tom Durkin, and maybe he can answer your question better than I could.
All right. Thank you.
And now that number is available to you, 634-WRJN, 634-9756, to talk to Attorney John Cabranes, Attorney Jordan Schrader. I'm a little bit throat today.
I've heard a lot of different versions of my last name, but never that one.
You never heard, what did I just say?
Schrader.
I'm a little bit throat today because no makeup, sweatshirt, headband, hair braided. Did you go to the office this way today?
Yes.
And you were not fired on the spot?
Well, he thought about it, but no, I don't think I ever really wear makeup, so I don't know. Probably the glasses, not wearing glasses.
You wear makeup sometimes. A little bit of rouge. Did you see Hillary Clinton in her first public appearance since her concession speech?
No, I didn't.
You're lucky.
She
wore no makeup.
She looked like one of the zombies on The Walking Dead.
She did not look. It was the biggest F you in the history of politics. It was like, this is how I really look. And I don't even know what to think about it. I mean, it was just,
be afraid. Be very afraid.
I'm not afraid. 634-WRJN is the number to call, 634-9756, to talk to the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office. Caller, you are on the air with the attorneys. Good afternoon.
Hi, I have a question for you.
Sure.
My name,
I'm legally blind. My wife has disability. We got married, and they cut my disability down to, I think, $400. And basically, we're not even making $17,000 a year, and we're still living in the poverty level.
I would say so, yeah. So what's your question?
Are there a way that you guys can help me get my full benefits back and still stay married?
Well, when you say you guys, I'm assuming that you talk about Camarena's law offices, and the answer to that question directly would be no. We don't do that kind of work, and I wouldn't even know where to start. However, I can tell you this. We have attorneys that we work with, and I just mentioned his name on the air. Tom Durkin is one of them, that do Social Security work. They do disability work. They do workman's comp, personal injury type things. And they're well-versed in that area of law, and they and you know, they can, and I know Tom can, absolutely, at least, you know, give you some advice to, as to how best to proceed. If you want, give the office a call, 262-638.
Please, I'm legally blind, so you got to hold on.
Okay.
We're patient, if nothing else.
Yeah. At 262-638.
Okay. Hold on,
0529. Yes, sir. And if you call the office up, ask to speak to Tom Durkin. And what will happen is Tom's not in our office, but I'm sure our assistant can give you his office number, and you can call him and talk to him directly.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck. I'm really hopeful you get a taste from Attorney Durkin.
Well, you know, again, it's not the primary motivation.
It was a joke. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Caller, you are on the air with the attorneys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I have a question, and I'm hoping that you all will be able to answer for me.
We'll give it a shot.
I'm going to make it quick as I can. I know you all don't have much time, so I'm going to kind of talk a little fast.
Okay.
I'm the individual that was abused by my wife. She beat me every day, pushed me around, to the point to where I started going to the police department on a regular basis. They gave me a key.
Sir, sir, I love you, but we've dealt with this. Call the attorneys directly, 638-0529. Is their number.
You called and talked to Trish Hansen, and I know that she kind of dealt with you on that issue, but if you want to call the office, we can certainly talk to you and give you some advice on that.
634-WRJN for new calls. We want fresh questions for the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office, Jack Cabranes and Jordan Schrainer. 634-9756. Caller, you are on the air with the attorneys.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, my question is, I was robbed by a juvenile, and he went to court and was accused for it. And my question is it possible to sue this juvenile's parents for the reparations for the things that he stole from me? I think it was about around $3,000.
The short answer to your question is yes. Parents are liable for the actions of their kids up to, I believe, and it's been a while since I did this, but I believe that the limit is $5,000. So, yeah, you can bring an action against the parents of a juvenile for injuries suffered at the hands of that juvenile.
Parents are only liable up to $5K?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that a Wisconsin law?
It is, well, yeah, I don't know any other state has that, but in Wisconsin...
That doesn't seem like that much.
It's not. It's not, and you know, I think that the legislature, in its wisdom, limited the amount of damages parents pay, because some kids are just boneheads, and, you know, they're going to do stupid things, and they're going to injure people, and You know, you there is parental liability. And so, so like I said, if you want, we can talk about some more. It's a small claims action, and we'd be happy to help you with it. 262-638-0529. The consultation is absolutely free. You come on in, tell us, you know, what's going on. Now, you know, the advantage that you have is that if the kid already went into juvenile court, and even though the juvenile court proceedings are confidential, if the kid was convicted in juvenile court, pled guilty, or went to trial and lost, then the liability has already been established at that point, and then you just go after the parents.
Caller, do you have something to write with and write on?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so it's 262-638-0529. That's the law office of the Cabranes Law Office number, and your first consultation is absolutely free. So give them a call, okay? Make an appointment.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Now that number is available to you, 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Caller, you are on the air with the attorneys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I just have a question. You said on statute of limitations.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a statute of limitations on long-term disability?
Well, you'd have to talk to a lawyer who does that kind of work. And in fact, you know, Tom Durkin is a guy that we send a lot of that stuff to.
He better be paying for some of this time this afternoon. That's all I'm. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Tom's a good guy, and Tom
he is a good guy. But he's advertising on buses all over town. I don't see him advertising on the Cabranes Law Hour. However,
well, but you know, he will come on and
good man, Tom Durkin.
Yeah, he is. He's a good guy, and he's a very knowledgeable guy on your disability question. If you give Tom a call, and I wish I had his number handy, I'm looking for it as we speak. Tom, I've known Tom for the better part of 20 years. I can tell you that I think the world of the guy in terms of his abilities as a lawyer, and his office number is 262-633-7530. Give him a call, and I'm sure that he can answer your question far better than I could, because I've never handled a disability claim in my life.
Do you have that number, caller?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much for your call. Now the number to talk to Attorney Cabranes is available to you. We got Attorney Schrader as well. 634-WRJN, 634-9756 to talk to the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office. Now, we've given Tom Durkin's number out a bunch, and, you know, God bless Tom Durkin. But the attorneys at the Cabranes Law Office can be reached, besides calling this radio station right now, I would say 24/7. You can leave a message 24/7.
Sure. You can leave a message.
262-638-0529. That's the number of the Cabranes Law Office, and operators are standing by. 262-638-0529. The number of the radio station is 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Caller, you are on the air with the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I have a question about a wrongful death suit.
Okay. We can try to answer that question.
Okay. My husband passed away almost 4 years ago after he was completed a throat cancer regimen and survived and was completely cured of the throat cancer. And he kept having a bad breath issue, which I didn't care for. And I sent him back to three doctors. And they kept telling me that he's fine, there's no problem. And I kept saying there's an infection in his throat. Well, he was scheduled for knee surgery the following week, and everybody cleared him for surgery. And he ended up dying the Thursday before his surgery.
Oh, no.
And what happened was his throat closed up. And we were in the emergency room, and, of course, I waited for the neurologist after, you know, 20 hours of him expiring, but to make sure. And in the meantime, the infectious disease doctor had implemented some antibiotics with him, and I had several conversations with all the doctors that had seen him, basically, and couldn't understand why he died. Well, at the 24-hour mark when he finally expired, legally, the infectious disease doctor looked at me and said, look at all the swelling that has gone down. It was an infection. They claimed it was cancer, and that's what they put on his death certificate. So I was wondering, with that case, is there a malpractice suit with that?
First of all, ma'am, please receive our deepest condolences. I mean, this really is grueling and a really tough. Wow.
I wouldn't be able to talk about it if it wasn't almost 4 years. But, yes, thank you very much.
Four years. I mean, but I'll tell you that we have a lot of fun on this radio station and this radio program, the Cabranes Law Hour. But, I mean, I can see the facial expressions from Jack Cabranes and Jordan Schrader, the attorneys, and we feel very, very bad for you. And perhaps Attorney Cabranes could direct you in a way that might help you.
Yeah, here's the thing. You know, I got to tell you that my grandfather was killed by a doctor. So, you know, they make mistakes it happens. I mean, you know, and it's been almost 20 years. So you sort of age sort of eases the pain, so to speak. But you know, here's the thing: these guys make mistakes, you know, I will tell you that there are very few firms in the state of Wisconsin that'll tackle a Med-Mal case. And the reason for that is that insurance companies never settle Med-Mal cases. Those are all trials. And as you can imagine, you know, you have to load up on experts, and those experts, I several years ago had to hire a cardiologist to give me an opinion on something, an expert opinion in a case that I was dealing with. And that cardiologist charged me $500 an hour and charged me $5,000 up front for the 10 hours prepaid work. And so those cases become very expensive. You know, going in, you're going to go to trial. And most of those cases, they win maybe, and this, I've talked to Med-Mal attorneys, which is why I'm telling you this. You win maybe 40% of those cases, but those 40% of the cases, the return is enough generally to pay for the 60% that you don't win. You know, the problem that is compounded in the state of Wisconsin is that there are Med-Mal caps in the state of Wisconsin as well. So what I would advise you to do, and I don't do medical malpractice, so I can't tell you if the statute of limitations is run or if somebody would take up your case, but what I can suggest to you is this. If you want, you can call our office on Monday, ask to speak to me, and say it's regarding a medical malpractice issue, and that number is 262-638-0529. And I'll give you some names of some lawyers. It won't be Tom Durkin, because I know Tom Durkin doesn't handle that kind of stuff. I mean, the reality...
He's going to be bummed out, Durkin.
Yeah, the reality is that you need a big firm behind you with some money. Because usually when they take this, they take it on a contingency.
And call it, there are firms like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely there are. But, you know, they're not. It's not every firm. And there's a lot of people in that game that'll lure you in the hopes of being able to settle the case. And from the guys that I've spoken to who do those things, those cases just don't settle.
Do you have something to write with, caller?
No, I don't. And I will listen to the radio. I'll find something. I have to run down to the car.
All right. Well, here's the thing. This program, and including your call, will be on the website within the next half an hour. So even if you don't remember the number, which is 262-638-0529, to call them at the Cabranes Law Office for your free consultation. You'll be able to get it on the website at wrjn.com, okay?
Okay, that was wonderful information, but I have one more question.
Yes, ma'am.
For another situation.
Sure.
I had an insurance company that I had a whole life policy through for my husband for 40 years. And they told me that his policy never existed, where I have for the last 40 years, I still have every bank statement that says they were taking out for it.
Really?
Really?
Well, that's, you know, reason number 100 why I love insurance companies, because they're really so quick to pay on their losses. But, you know, I that's something that you need to talk to get the right professional help with for that. Again, that's not something I would do, but if you call the office, I'll give you some names of some folks, and I promise you that you know, I don't get a referral fee from these folks. It's a network of people. We refer to each other.
They do the same for you.
Right. They do
so
the same for me.
So it's mm-hmm. one hand washes the other
right.
type of deal.
Right.
Yeah, and that's good.
Yeah, and we know each other. We know our clients are going to be well taken care of.
Exactly. And Carl, here's the thing. And I've got to know Jack Abranes and his attorneys very well. And the people that he associates with are like him. In the tribe, we call them mensches. They're good people. And so anybody that Attorney John Cabranes recommends to you, you can be assured you are in good hands.
Well, thank you, because I would have never, ever have called if I hadn't felt that listening to your radio station, which I ironically found by somebody that was left on an old radio that had an iPod. And I'm just very, very thankful that I did, and I enjoy you immensely.
Thank you very much.
Listening to you during the day, all day long.
You know, we're on FM now, too. You know that?
Actually, I get it on the FM.
Oh, yeah, good. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Call the Cabranes Law Office, and they will direct you in the best way possible. We really appreciate the call.
Oh, thank you so much for all your help. I appreciate it. It feels like a weight was lifted off my shoulders.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. 634-WRJN is the number to call. 634-9756. Any legal question. If Attorney Cabranes and Attorney Schrader can't answer your question, they know somebody who can. That's guaranteed. Or your money back. The first consultation is free, so there's nothing to lose.
Right.
We are going to take a break for a few moments because the great Tom Carco is standing by very, very patiently, and we are way over time in the news center with this hour's news update. Then we will be taking your call, 634-WRJN, 634-9756. You can call right now to get in the queue. The great Tom Carco is next after we hear from WRJN Early Morning Man, Mike Clemens with Dr. Patel.
Hi, it's Mike Clemens from WRJN, and I'm here with Dr. Nilesh Patel, the chief medicast.
We're no strangers to temperatures in the 30s and low 40s at this time of the year, but after it's been 65 or 70 degrees, well, it'll be quite noticeable. Today's high temperature about 64, showers spreading into the area later, lasting into this evening. Late tonight, there could be a shower of rain or snow. It shouldn't amount to anything, but the low will be 33. And then tomorrow, a windy, cold day. Temperatures mostly in the 30s, a lot of clouds. There can be a flurry or two, maybe a sprinkle. And Sunday, partly sunny, still cold, high 39. Monday and Tuesday, not quite as cold, but probably not getting back to 50, if it even gets there, on Wednesday. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
It was a few moments, not a few minutes. Well, this will give me a few moments to remind you that the Cabranes Law Hour is brought to you by the Cabranes Law Offices, LLC. How coincidental is that? No attorney-client relationship is being created. This show is intended to provide legal information and not legal advice. What?
No, I was agreeing. No attorney-client relationship is being created.
Okay. It's giving me hand signals, Jordan. I really should not interrupt the, what do they call this thing?
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer. That's bad. That's bad radio. Should I start it all over again?
No, that's okay. People don't like to hear it anyway.
The attorneys have neither the time or the information during the show to fully review your particular legal issue. Be aware that in some cases, time limits may apply in the prosecution of your case, and you should seek legal assistance as soon as possible. Cabranes Law Offices, LLC, makes no representation that the information provided today has specific application to your particular legal issue. I would count that as in a few moments. I can give the number now. We are taking your calls. We've taken many, and we will take more. 634-WRJN. Any legal question that you have for the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office, 634-WRJN, 634-9756. We started this whole show with desiring for callers, and I'm still waiting for my one fan in Racine, Al, to call with the meaning of life. But we're asking you guys to call with legal questions as well. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Attorney Jack Branis had said that it was reason number 43 was the meaning of life, but apparently that was not accurate.
It was not. I Googled it, trademark, but it turns out to be the meaning of life is 42. 42.
Jackie Robinson.
That's right.
It's retired. What is that reason?
What?
What is number 42?
42 is the meaning of life in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, but what is 42? Is there something besides?
And once you figure that out, you'll know the meaning of life.
And that's it?
That's it.
That's your story and you're sticking
that's
to it.
That's the story
and
sticking to it. That's when the dolphins leave the Earth, and it turns out that they are a superior being after all, and thank everybody for the fish on the way out.
Let's mess with Jordan Schrader now, shall we? She is the associate attorney at the Cabranes Law Office. We were talking about a number of things that you had absolutely no clue about before we went on the air, which we'll get back to. But do you know what the name of the only dolphin to have their own situational comedy / drama show on television?
I don't. I feel like I might, but I don't. If you say it, I'll probably...
Jack is singing the theme song. Well, he's not singing. He's humming badly the theme song.
Hey, I used to watch that every
Flipper?
Week.
Flipper?
Flipper! Yay! Jordan Schrader from downtown Marquette. Warrior should be.
I wouldn't be good at any of those game shows where you have to answer quickly.
He just did tremendous.
Yeah, but he would have buzzed before me.
Where is...
Yes, but then I actually watched the show where you've probably never watched it.
Where is the new nominee for Attorney General, the Senator Jeff Sessions? Where is he from?
Don't know.
I told you before we went on the air.
Virginia?
No, I'll give you two more guesses.
Alabama.
Alabama's correct. Ding, ding, ding. Attorney Cabranes, your thought on the undoubtedly future Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, the senator from Alabama.
I want to vomit. But
really?
I really do.
You're not a big Jeff Sessions guy.
I really am not.
What's your bone of contention with him?
I just think that he is slightly to the right of Attila the Hun. I think that, he is the embodiment of everything that is wrong with the Republican Party. People who have to basically stick their nose in your bedroom, stick their
they
nose in your
personal. They can't be right, though, about him. I'm sorry. He would not have supported Trump. Right, he was the earliest supporter of Trump, and that's why he got this plum position. And Trump is actually talking, are you ready for this, to Mitt Romney.
Well, I know that. Talking about the rumor of Secretary of State, but here's the thing. He was an early Trump supporter because he's a wall guy.
What does that mean?
He wants the wall built. You know, he's rabidly anti-immigration.
And who will pay for that wall, Jordan Schrader?
We will.
No, hold on. Who will pay for that wall, according to President-elect Trump?
Well, Mexico, but
Mexico. No, we're just checking. We're just
sure,
checking in with
not
you.
Happen.
We're just checking in with you. Okay. Continue, sir.
We're going to pay for that wall.
I think he's going to get Mexico to pay for it.
I don't think so.
I think he is.
I think Mexico's going to tell him to pound sand.
No, but it won't be direct. They'll figure it out in some sort of tax. People coming in from they're going to figure it out. They've got to. I mean, this is like his number one campaign promise.
Has he given us details on this wall? Like, is it just going to be a plastic wall, like a fence or brick?
He's definitely skirting the issue right now.
Cement in between.
He's saying a fence might be okay.
Fence,
a wall. It's a wall in some places.
He's a builder.
He's a builder.
He's a builder.
Nobody knows ISIS better than him, not even the generals.
That's right. He's a builder, and he knows. I don't know.
You got to be as
42, man. 42.
As a former Republican, you got to be a little bit optimistic that there might be some conservative, at least fiscal policies, that we might see actually get passed in this next Congress.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Here's the problem. One of the reasons I am starting to lean more and more every day, and I voted for president in the Libertarian Party, is
you're smart.
Well, I just like the fact that the basic premise is stay out of my bedroom, stay out of my personal business,
and stay out of my pocketbook. Exactly.
Right. At least the Republicans pay lip service to stay out of my pocket. The problem is that they want to get into my bedroom, and so
they really don't, Jack. I don't think anybody wants to get into your bedroom.
Oh, sure they do. Hopefully they want to see the mirrored ceilings and the whole thing. Sure.
Hopefully, your Mrs. Cabranes wants to get into your bedroom.
Who?
you remember?
Yeah, my wife. Sure.
What are you laughing about, Jordan?
She's probably listening right now. He's in trouble later.
I am in trouble.
I don't think so.
Oh, in fact, I've already received a text message, so I do.
Well, I won't even say what I'm thinking right now. 634-WRJN is the number to call. There's still time to get in. It is about 6 minutes until 2 o'clock. It is Friday. You're listening live. That means you can still ask the attorneys, the Cabranes Law Office attorneys, any question you want on any legal issue. 634-WRJN. 634-9756. According to Mrs. Cabranes, you have a man crush on me.
No, I think that's the other way around.
No, she said, Glenn is your boyfriend, I swear to God.
That's right, and I think she's telling me.
And then she just sent an emoji. Please show Jordan that emoji. I want Jordan to just describe that emoji. How would you describe that within FCC regulations, Jordan?
She's just pointing to God right now.
With her middle finger.
She's telling me I'm number one.
You are number one. Your Los Angeles Kings are not number one.
No.
My Chicago Blackhawks are.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean, okay?
It's early.
It is early. It's not early in the Cabranes Law Office hour, but you still have time to call. It's 5 minutes to 2 o'clock, 634-WRJN, 634-9756 is the number to call. Any legal question at all? We have a few moments, and we would—that's what we're here for, frankly. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Jordan, what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Going to Peoria. Yep.
Not back to Nebraska, huh?
No, not Nebraska.
What's up in Peoria?
My family, my parents and siblings.
Any establishments there that you like to frequent?
Yeah, there's a really good Mexican restaurant that I love.
Yeah, what's that?
They've got white cheese dip, and it's delicious.
White cheese dip.
Yes.
What is that place called?
How very Mexican.
What is that facility called?
That's a great question. I haven't been there in so long. One of them's called Jalapenos. Oh, the other one's Good Tequilas.
Good Tequilas.
Yes.
I like that name. You hear Stacy back there, our sales director? You hear how loud she is?
I know.
Do you hear her?
Yeah, she's trying to get on the radio.
No, she can get on the radio anytime. What other places will you be going to in Peoria? Any other establishments you'd like to promote for all of our listeners in Central Illinois?
No.
No? You're good?
I'm good.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Always good to see you. No, that's the response. That's the classic Glenn Klein radio guy response. So I know you have something that's very special planned for Thanksgiving.
I'm going to smoke a turkey.
You smoked a turkey?
I'm going to smoke a turkey. I'm still looking for rolling papers big enough, but I'm going to smoke a turkey.
Look at you.
How long is that going to take?
Depends on the size of the turkey. It's about an hour and a half or so per pound. So, 12-pound turkey may go 16 hours.
Wow. You really got to plan that out.
Yeah, you do.
Is it a gas-powered smoker?
No, sir. Nobody in their right mind uses a gas-powered smoker.
So if the power goes off, you are screwed.
No, not me, because I don't do an electric smoker either. I use it the old-fashioned way with wood chunks.
Ooh. What else is what is uniquely served at the Cabranes home for Thanksgiving?
Actually, interestingly enough, turkey is usually a center stage, and you know, depending on how energetic we're feeling. We'll have some side dishes.
Yeah, what's a unique side dish at your house?
Oh, I don't know. My wife makes a really good apple and yam and onion and cinnamon stuff.
That's not true, is it?
No, it is.
No, it's not. You're just trying to make up with it.
No. She makes it's really good.
He's checking his cell phone as he says that.
Yeah. Because I'm sure that the I'm number one emoji will be coming by.
What's your wife's name?
Kristen.
All right, Kristen is right. She is correct. I'm copying to this, Kristen. I have a man crush on your husband. I do.
And really, it's really not that unusual. You shouldn't feel bad about it.
I don't feel bad about it at all. I own it. I love it. God
just,
help me, I love
really
it more than I
just got really uncomfortable. Do you want me to leave you two alone?
Which is really weird, because you're the generation that should not feel uncomfortable with this kind of talk.
Kidding.
No, you're not. You're kidding, but you're not just kidding. You say you're just kidding. You're not just kidding. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, is Thanksgiving next weekend?
It is.
Wow.
It is.
Are we going to be here next Friday?
Sure, I'll be here. Jordan will be in Peoria doing whatever.
Going to Jalapenos.
Peoria.
Or Jose Cuervo's, or what's that place called?
Good Tequila.
Good Tequila's.
Good Tequila's.
You like some tequila from time to time?
Mm.
It's a yes or no question.
Depends. Straight.
Well, no, but I mean, you put your little sunrise, little tequila, little margarita.
Margaritas are good.
Please, Attorney Cabranes, wish our audience a very happy Thanksgiving from your radio friend in Espanol.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
You'll do it.
Feliz Día de Gracias a sus amigos en la radio. WRJN.
El Perfecto. Is that Spanish?
Sure. Anytime you want to speak Spanish, you just add a vowel to the end and it's Spanish.
But I mean, does that mean perfection, El Perfecto?
That means the perfect.
Oh, the perfect. El Perfecto. That would work.
Yeah.
How would you say perfection?
Perfección.
Perfección?
Yeah.
It's a little Francais to me. All right, well, it's good to see you guys.
It's a pleasure being here with you, Mr. Klein.
All you need to know about the Cabranes Law Office, ladies and gentlemen, is that Jordan Schrader came in here with a Marquette University sweatshirt on, a headband on, and no makeup, and is she still part of the team?
Yeah, I guess I'll keep her around for another week or so.
All right, well, check it out. 262-638-0529 is the number to call at the Cabranes Law Office. Your first consultation is absolutely free. And you know what they say, ladies and gentlemen? If it's free, it's for me. 262-638-0529, the Cabranes Law Office in Racine.
This has been a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Get your questions ready and tune in again next Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock for your chance to call in right here on your radio friend, WRJN.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
Pence talks, NATO calling. I'm Michael Toscano. We haven't heard from President-elect Donald Trump for a while, but we did hear today from Mike Pence.